Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. And in Korea 360 today, the recent joint BCG and IMDA study, which surveyed over 1,600 women in tech across Southeast Asia, shows that Southeast Asia's female professionals are participating more in tech than global counterparts. And the region's tech sector does better than other industries in offering programs specifically tailored to recruit, retain, and promote women. In light of this progressive and recent momentum towards more diversity and inclusivity in Southeast Asia's tech scene, we get more insights from Tao Dang, head of technology at ThoughtWorks Southeast Asia. Tao, thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me here today.
So I think happy news, yes, the current state of female leader representation in Southeast Asia, there's been some improvement.
Oh, yes, totally. And I think this is something that is very encouraging. I see that many organizations are actually striving to make the difference in the more, you know, diversity and gender equality. So particularly what I see at ThoughtWorks is that we are always on the lookout to improve our workforce diversity. And there are two key things that we will try to do. So one is always about being very intentional about hiring. We've introduced in a lot of, you know, the gender equality goals in our recruitment process. And so this does not mean just meeting a number, but, you know, actually investing the time and effort to hire the right candidate and purposefully targeting these non-male demographics to make sure that we give them the exposure and also being able to identify the right candidate within this pool as well. Yeah, and then, you know, within the company, once we've hired the right candidate, the right women in the company, we also have to provide the right support for them, either through equal career progression opportunities or through, you know, gender, you know, closing the gender pay gap and also supporting them, you know, if they are having small children or returning from maternity or paternity, you know, like having the right support to help retain and promote these women is also important.
Tech sector is a big one. So are we talking about particular sections within the tech sector? Are there brighter spots, so to speak, than, say, other segments of it?
You're right. I think tech sector is a big one. And I do believe that overall, the whole tech sector, we are getting better. I don't see, you know, specific spots within the tech sector, but more like across the whole tech sector, we are trying to be more inclusive. We are trying to promote and help the women to get into tech and to help retain the women in tech as well.
So earlier we touched on how the survey found that here in Southeast Asia, we've got more female professionals participating in tech. It's 32% compared to the global average of 28%. Why do you think we're doing better slightly?
Sure. It's because of these, you know, we do have organizations who are trying to connect with the community, running programs specifically targeting at recruiting and retaining and promoting women. So within ThoughtWorks as well, there are many initiatives that we actually collaborate. A few years ago, we actually worked with NUS to provide the right mentors for the various syllabuses that they were running within the university, and helping to give the right mentor and speaker to the more women tech community, like, you know, tech ladies, where ThoughtWorks actually actively get involved quite a lot. And we, you know, we help host the sessions, we help identifying the right people to mentor the candidates within that community. And so I think with these kind of programs that companies are trying to design and tailor, it's really actually are helping. And I think recently IMDA and ThoughtWorks also collaborate to try to create a jumpstart program that will allow people who want to switch career into tech to actually join us. And we do have a good number of women on these programs as well.
Why is it important, though, gender equality in this particular sector? We've known that women scientists have always been around somewhere along the lines. It was told to little girls that, oh, you know, science might not be your thing, tech might not be your thing. So now we have to tackle STEM education and we have to get them earlier, younger.
Completely, yes. I think you definitely touched on this point. It's an important one. So I think the first one is why it is important in the business, right? So, you know, like I'm just going to draw on some of the numbers that that has been researched. So, you know, McKinsey and company has actually done a study on gender diversity. And they analyzed more than 1,000 companies worldwide. And it actually showed that the organizations with greater diversity among their executive teams actually tend to have higher profits and longer term value as well. And so I think even from what I see within ThoughtWorks, because, you know, what we do, we actually bake gender diversity and diversity as a whole actually into everything that we do and we believe in and in our culture as well. So, you know, we look beyond just gender diversity, but also looking at diversity and experience, ethnicities and background that will allow a more diverse perspective, leading to better decision making and then better contributing to the organizational culture as well. As a whole, I think these things are important. As a company, we need to make sure that, you know, social issues, discussions and awareness are being raised and being discussed and being openly, you know, addressed so that within the company, we have that open culture. People do think about it. And I think with the hope of discussing these kind of issues and running these initiatives, we hope to raise awareness and in turn that then help incite actions and behavior from our employees as well. Mm. So I think as a conclusion, it is important to expand our, you know, diversity beyond just gender, but ultimately look for the key attributes, the really important attributes that people offer rather than, you know, their background, their race. So, you know, like, for example, within ThoughtWorks in tech, we do look for the passion for technology and a thirst for learning and for knowledge rather than, you know, their academic achievement or their background.
We're speaking with Tao Dang, who's head of technology at ThoughtWorks Southeast Asia. What's it like now, women in tech, and how can we change that? So obviously, there's some improvement, sure, but overall, still ways to go, right?
Oh, totally. I completely agree with you. And I think there are still a lot that we can do as, you know, as community, as organizations. So I think let's start with the community. I think that, you know, the solution needs to start from the home, the way we educate our younger children. The hope is that, you know, the grown-ups are setting an example. We should be shaping so that we have a future generation that can adopt a much more diverse and inclusive look. And in turn, they will make up the workforce. And particularly, I think in the tech space, it is important to make sure that our children understand technology with the way that we're heading in tech, right? Technology is part of everything that we do on our day-to-day basis. And it's important for them to understand the technology that's involved, the impact and the ethics that involves in this space. And so therefore, with the exposure, with the understanding, that will also help encourage and incite passion for these children as well. So I think it starts from the community, but then within, you know, with the companies within Southeast Asia, we also have to start nurturing these potential individuals as well. So mentorship programs like the one that, you know, NUSS and AUS are running, which connect graduates to working professionals to provide that kind of support and enablement, is very important because they are the next generation of leaders that we have. So we need to be able to empower and enable them. And then still, I think within the company as well, it's also important that we have the right culture. So one is around recruitment. Once you get the right people, you also have to build up the right culture to retain and to support them. You know, particularly within ThoughtWorks, it is important. I can see that it's something that we do, and it's important that we actually promote the women and help retain these women within our company. So there are various different initiatives that we look out for. For example, being mindful to offer, you know, the right equal career progression opportunities to both men and women. And also, you know, being aware and being conscious about the gender pay gap as well.
Yeah.
And providing that support to the women. And so, you know, there are various initiatives that we need to run. I was actually fortunate enough to be part of one of the initiatives that we run at ThoughtWorks, which is the WILD program. That's the Women in Leadership Development program, which is designed to support the women across the experience and tenure spectrum to be leaders and to help increase the impact that these women have on not only on ThoughtWorks, but on the, you know, broader community as well. We get the right tools, techniques and mindset. We discuss those things. The important part that I actually took away from this program is actually the ability to connect with other females within the company who are in the similar situation to you. And also having very successful female role models who come and talk to you about it as well. So we had Rebecca Parson, for example, our CTO, who came into this program and discussed and support. She's actually the executive sponsor for the program. And she's there. She talks through the various different challenges and her journey. And she's there to mentor us and to coach us. And I think having someone like that to be there, it's important for us to actually see that, you know, women can actually get there. And there are challenges, but we can do it.
Let's talk about your personal journey, Tao. Is it much like a lot of tech women leaders that we've talked to, where you have to be that much better? You have to be that much louder. You have to be that much more tenacious, if you will, just to be heard, just to be seen.
Yeah, actually, you brought up a very interesting point. Actually, so my journey is not as, you know, a typical traditional journey, you know, where you're a computer science graduate and you get into a computer science job. Mm-hmm. So I started out as a mathematician. So I finished my maths degree and I worked as an auditor. You know, after a while, I realized that auditing is not for me and I wanted to try something else. So I started learning to program and I realized that I really enjoy it. I really loved it. So then I started on a graduate program, a program job. And so, you know, it kind of progressed from there. So, you know, I worked in various different banks in London first before I joined ThoughtWorks London back in 2012. And then throughout this journey, I really feel like, you know, when I first get into a project, a lot of people assume I am a BA or QA, but really I'm a dev. So therefore, you really need to push harder to build that credibility. Unfortunately, but you do have to push a little bit harder. I think recently, and also since joining ThoughtWorks, I do see that there, you know, the support network, having the awareness of, you know, women in tech is important, because I think, like, you know, as opposed to the more traditional companies that I had worked with, where, you know, it's very male dominated in the tech project, coming to ThoughtWorks, even though it's still male dominated, we have a lot more women, but it's still male dominated, but people are aware. And they are much more respectful, and they, you know, so therefore it's the company culture is important. So for me, getting into ThoughtWorks, having that kind of support, having that kind of culture really helped enable me to continue growing. And I think I felt like I didn't have to push as hard as before, and I just needed to be myself. And then, you know, the true potential is then heard and seen. It's important that, you know, companies do build this kind of culture to help promote and help, you know, enable young women especially.
How hopeful are you that things will change? Because anecdotally, in my experience, it's still much the same, if you will. For example, if someone, a guest walks into the studio, they'll assume that the male presenter is the leader of the show. Where there are still people who walk into, say, a clinic and assume that the female is the nurse, not the doctor.
I am hopeful. Maybe I'm leaning towards the more optimistic side, because I do see people consciously trying. And so I think the more we raise these kind of issues, the more discussions there are in there, it will help enable and help people think about it. This go back to, you know, the community, to how we educate our children, how we educate the next generation, to help bring in this kind of mindset, and also companies trying to push for the right culture and for these issues to be discussed and be open about it and talk about it rather than brushing it under the carpet. So I think it is important, and I do see these kind of issues being very, very visible. And of course, it's not about being confrontational and challenging, but it's about being frank, being open, and being objective about it.
Tao Dang is head of technology at ThoughtWorks Southeast Asia. Thanks so much for sharing your story and your insights, Tao.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
This is Korea 360 on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.